Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1667 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Jim Collins, and it is, "A culture of discipline is not a principle of business, it is a principle of greatness." So today's nugget of wisdom is a principle of greatness. Discipline is a requirement of greatness. A business, a church, a family, or each of us personally must be disciplined before we will ever achieve anything that is considered great. It goes back to that principle of planting and harvesting. If we ever intend to harvest greatness in any areas of our lives, we must first plant and then cultivate discipline over a significant time. It won't happen in any other way. This principle also applies to any type of organization. Planting the tiny seeds of discipline every day is the first step. Discipline seeds watered with the showers of persistence will foster growth and success, resulting in an abundant harvest of greatness. Just like the law of gravity will always pull an object to the ground, greatness cannot be achieved without discipline. It is not just discipline in one area of our life, but discipline in everything that we do. It cannot be any other way. And our passage for today is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best that they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful. But afterward, there is a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,666 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.